The Lord bless you, precious heart dwellers. Today is October the 7th, 2015. And the Lord began tonight by saying, I want to talk to you about the coming tribulation. In all of history, there will never again, nor has there been before, a time such as this. Men will be at their wits' end trying to figure out what to do next. Nothing will make sense to them. And everything will be topsy-turvy. I am trying to prepare now those who will be left behind. There's no sense to accumulating wealth, position, and power, because everything will be scrambled and reorganized based on loyalty to the New World Order. Any Christian right now that is posturing for higher positions is going to hit a brick wall after the rapture. There's no need to be alarmed, just informed. Those who are left behind will have to switch their priorities from making money to surviving. And I don't mean surviving physically alone. Yes, survival must also be spiritual. Understanding and being sensitive to the movement of my spirit. It is by my spirit alone that protection will be rendered to those left behind. Nothing of man's design will bring peace for families. Only my ability to save and protect will be found effective. Witness Ruby Ridge. My dear ones left behind, you cannot count on the guns to protect you. You must turn wholeheartedly to me and ask for my protection. I will protect you supernaturally, if I am your only recourse. Those who live by the sword will die by the sword. And here I just want to take a break and remind you of the movie The Mission. For those of you who saw it, it's a wonderful movie for those of you who haven't. But the final scene was when the mercenaries were coming in to kill all the natives into the jungle. And there were two factions there. There were the group of natives that wanted to fight, led by one of the men, one of the Jesuit men, and the other faction was the one that wanted to pray. And I won't tell you what happens at the end, but let's just say that it becomes obvious that the ones who prayed had a better ending than the ones that didn't and just came against them with guns and so on. Here the Lord continues, but I have prepared an army of men and women to recover this country from the enemy. They will swing into action and have an active part in taking ground away from the order. Never since the history of man has there been such a time as what is coming, and never since the history of man has my protection been as strong as it will be. But there are certain rules you must live by. Honesty is first and foremost. Vigilance over your own sins and bad example. The devils are clever, and they know how to provoke a soul to cause a breach in their covering. Charity, humility, and patience also score high on the list of things targeted and necessary to maintain my protection. Come to me immediately when you fall. Don't waste a moment. Make a sincere confession and renounce that sin. I will then restore your covering and add to it protection and the grace to not repeat those sins. I have already taught you about judging others. The quickest way to lose your covering is to slander, calumniate, or gossip about another. Not only will the enemy use this to divide and conquer, he will use it to make you vulnerable to attack. The more key your position is, the more careful you will have to be about your heart attitude. Never disparage anyone who is sick or weak. Their prayers are essential and extremely important. And we found that to be true in our mission, that the prayers of the elderly and infirm really bring about some amazing results. The Lord continued, "Your emotions will be your worst enemy. Sleep will be very important because of the stress you are under. It will quickly deplete your clarity of thinking and energy. This will be a time of survival techniques, especially spiritual survival techniques. Prayer and charity will increase your chances of survival, and prayer will be your number one most powerful weapon. The enemy is very sly, and he will insinuate many things to turn you against each other. Sitting down and talking it out candidly, honestly, will completely foil his attempts to turn each of you against another." And of course, I'm sure I would like to add repentance to that. You know, once you figure out whose thinking was right or wrong, that whoever has made a bad choice in their thinking or falsely accused, repentance is super important there, and to ask forgiveness of the other person. He continues, "There will be much need for patience and deferring anger. There is always a reason behind a failure, and it is always a test of virtue for you to bear it with charity and brotherly love. Remember, you will be judged as you judge one another. If you want mercy, you must first mete out mercy. You may see yourself as superior in the mix, but I guarantee that will be your downfall. Somehow, beloved, you must cultivate extreme respect for one another. It may look to you that another is inferior to you, but I look upon the heart, and he who loves more is superior in my viewpoint. You may excel at many things, but if you have not charity, well, that will only buy you pride and vainglory. There are souls that are so interiorly kindly and well-disposed that even the most brilliant and accomplished person is far inferior to them. This is no longer the world or worldly affairs you are dealing with. It is strictly spiritual, and our standards in heaven are so far removed from yours they are unrecognizable. Rick Joyner's books bring to the forefront the importance of charity and true spiritual vision. And remember, none of you have absolutely perfect spiritual or scriptural understanding. Each person has a gift to add to the mix. Your task will be to find out and cultivate that gift and incorporate it. This will be a real trial of teamwork and deferential yielding to one another. And how well you take care of the weakest link will determine your success or your failure. Whenever you feel threatened, your first recourse is prayer. This should be your very first response. There will be many misinformation campaigns, as there always are in war, to turn attention away from what is really important. If you rely on me alone for your information, you will not fall for these sidetracks. There will also be attempts to flush out believers. Be very careful of those who say that they're going to make an alliance with you, but underneath it all, they really want to find out what your agendas are so they can report you. Each person among you has a unique purpose. Try to discover that and nurture it and honor it. Do not, under any circumstances, hinder a soul who is wanting to step forward and serve. Give them something to do, but do not deny them a job. That will seriously backfire on you. To feel needed, wanted, and important is the key to keeping the peace. When all work together synchronistically, all will feel satisfied. When things seem to be falling apart, pray against a spirit of division. This will constantly be the enemy's course of action. I want to say there also, lying spirits are responsible for division. Lying spirits, beguiling spirits, spirits of division, miscommunication, twisting communication, all of that is involved in that dynamic of division. Continuing here, this will constantly be the enemy's course of action, divide and conquer, or set someone up for failure and conquer. Be ever so supportive when one of you fails. Come to their rescue with warmth, security, and forgiveness. Reacting in anger will only empower the demons to cause dissent and dissatisfaction, which will gnaw away at the hearts of some until there's a strong current of mutiny and division. Never assume that something is good or a good opportunity. Always pray first and find out from me if it is something you should do. Remember the story of the Trojan horse. Everyone thought it was amazing booty from their enemy. But once they pulled it inside the citadel, its true intention became clear as armed soldiers piled out and took the city by surprise. All in all, success can be had through this most difficult of times. But understand, I do not measure success by survival or prowess. My standard is love, and to die for me is gain. Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a cent? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. That's Matthew 10:28.